The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm super excited about our Christmas tune today. 6 days, people. 6 days to baby Jesus' birthday. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, look, I don't care if you're like the hardest G in the world. I don't care if you're like, I only listen to like old school rap or whatever the case is. When you were little, you watched Frosty the Snowman. You know you did. And in fact, you probably watch it now. And you remember every word to this song.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
You know I'm right. You know everybody was singing that song. They're like secretly looking around like, okay, I do love that song. And Frosty the Snowman is one of the most classic Christmas movies ever. You know when that little, well, he's not little, that fat snowman comes around the corner to tell the story in the beginning?
Yeah.
That's that man singing, Burl Ives.
Oh, really?
Hey, DJ Automatic, you're not the only one with music facts around here. I mean, I know they're holiday music facts, but
I was
going
to say, you know way more about Christmas music than I do.
I do. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Alrighty then, now that we're all in the spirit, we know that there are only 6 days left till Christmas. Let's find out what national days we're celebrating today.
We'll kick it off with National Oatmeal Muffin Day.
Oatmeal, that's, wait.
Yeah,
wait,
like an
Anthony,
oatmeal muffin.
What?
I've never heard of an oatmeal muffin, but apparently there's enough people out there to make it a national day.
Look, I just had a banana nut muffin.
Nobody in this room has ever had an oatmeal
muffin.
I've
never had an oatmeal muffin. I like oatmeal cookies. I admit it. Oatmeal raisin cookies. My favorite cookie with the big fat raisins, and you have to burn them just a little bit. They're the best, but oatmeal muffin, you know what? We should try one.
Mm.
Give the oatmeal muffin a try today. I got a little excited over oatmeal muffins. Let's move on.
We'll go right along to National Regifting Day.
Regifting, is that okay?
Oh, I'm pro regifting all the time.
All day, every day.
You know
dude.
That somebody in an office I worked in years ago, when I worked for the Boys and Girls Club, gave me a gift that I had given them the year before. And I'm like, either they didn't like the gift, they're trying to play a prank, or they forgot that I gave them the gift in the first place. But it had dust on it.
You guys ever seen Old School?
Yeah.
The bread maker.
I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed.
All right, Anthony, what's next?
And we'll wrap it up on National Hard Candy Day.
Hard candy. The only hard candy that I really like is the Watermelon Jolly Rancher. Yeah. It is the most delicious hard candy. No, it's good.
They make my teeth hurt.
Automatic. How do they make your teeth hurt?
I don't know. For some reason, I can't eat Jolly Ranchers because they make my teeth hurt.
They give me that little sour feel. I can't do the green apple one, but I like the cherry ones. And I like the cherry one. I'm good with the cherry one.
Favorite hard candy?
My favorite would have to be the red Tootsie Pop. A normal red Tootsie Pop.
That's not a hard candy.
It's a hard candy. It's hard.
Yeah, it's like automatic. Hard on the outside, soft on the inside.
Merry Christmas.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The holidays are super stressful, and if you've recently been through a breakup, they can also be lonely. And sometimes you can find yourself stalking your ex. And I don't mean in a dangerous way, like pulling up to their work with, you know, intentions of doing something crazy. Looking at old photos, whether it is, you know, at home or in your phone, going to their page, creating a Finstagram so that you can actually look at their page because...
Breaking up in a social media era is hard, bro.
It is.
What do you think? Because you've done both. What's the difference between breaking up before, you know, Instagram versus now?
It's all the same, bro. It's all the same, like all the way back to like Facebook. Like it's the
it
moment.
Really is.
The moment they in that movie, Social Network, when they start talking about like implicating their relationship status onto social media, it's rough, dog. Because then not only do you have to see the person like, you know, move on from you, you got to see other people in the comments, and you're reminded of what it used to be.
I think that's the hardest part. And so there's a whole study about someone who's constantly stalking their ex. When you're stalking your ex, your brain is looking to confirm that you're right or wrong. So it rewards you either way. Either with, oh, remember that, or oh my gosh, I can't believe they moved on. Sadness, or even the reward of the happy feeling, it releases endorphins. You feel like it's a natural painkiller when in fact you're prolonging the inevitable. You've got to let this person go.
Your brain doesn't know the difference between reality and imagination because if you're constantly thinking about this person, constantly looking at pictures or movies,
you're never going to forget if you keep
going
back.
Your brain can't forget that person.
Yeah, so there's 5 ways to get over your ex. Number 5, stop replying to their late night text messages. Cut that string that keeps you confined to this misery. There is no way that someone who cares about you is going to put you through that kind of pain. Yeah. Continuing to call you, but say, I don't really like you. Continuing to tell you, hey, I want to hang out, but not that much. Only when I want
to. Got to cut off the booty calls.
You got to. Number four, stop blaming yourself for what you could have done or you should have done. I should have done this. I could have done that. If I would have responded this way, no.
I also feel what goes into that too is thinking what other people are going to think about you. Like I remember when I was going through a breakup, I was telling my homie, I was like, man, but her family and her parents are going to think this and that about me, My homie's like, bro, they ain't going to like you regardless of what you do.
It don't matter what you do.
And
that was an epiphany for me. I'm like, oh my God, you're right, dog. Because a lot of times I was worried about, oh, I don't want them to think I'm a bad person or something like
that. They don't think you're bad no matter what.
No matter what, dog. No matter what. Be happy.
Number three, stop trying to heal them and fix their issues. They got to fix themselves. You can't fix somebody else. That's up to them. Number two, oh my gosh, this is so big. Stop romanticizing the bad parts of the relationship. Nostalgia is a sneaky thing. You find yourself thinking about, oh, remember when we used to do this and that? And you block all the bad stuff. There's a reason you're not with that person anymore. And the number one way to get over your ex in this day and age, stop looking for them on social media.
Block them.
Stop stalking them. Block them.
You can mute them.
Mute them. There you go. That way they don't even know what's going on. You don't know what's going on. And you don't have to see their stuff. But more than that, don't be starting no finstas and all that and going to look at their
I used to think
accounts.
It was petty to block people. But like what you're saying, in this day and age, the only way you can move on is just to forget about them.
You're right. But that was back in the day and us today. You can't be pulling up
It was a lot easier back in the day because you didn't constantly look at your phone and be reminded of, oh, now she has a new boyfriend.
I think this goes without saying, but it also goes for like purging the account too, which we've talked about. Like I'm pro deleting everything off my account. I think that's what you should do to move on.
That's another topic right there. You're going to delete stuff from your own account that you put up there?
Yeah, dude, you delete videos all the time.
And on top of that, if you're looking at your account, it's a constant reminder of that you used to be with that person and you're not with them anymore. How are you supposed to get over them if you continue to look at them?
I want to share this study with you. Hit me up right now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. But let me tell you something. You're going to have a much happier holiday when you stop stalking your ex.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Have you heard the saying, like a moth to a flame? You know, you're drawn to that light. Maybe you're drawn to your love. Turns out moths aren't really drawn to the flame. They're confused by it. Scientists say bugs aren't attracted to light. It actually scrambles the flying insect's brain. So if you really look closely, moths, flies, whatever, are flying backwards.
Try using that one next time they give you a DUI sobriety test. You'd be like, officer, please, I'm not drunk. The light's confusing me. I'm like a bug. I feel like a deer in the headlights.
No, deer in the headlights, bug in the headlights. So they fly backwards, upside down. Sometimes they just crash into the light because their brains are so confused.
I like to imagine that they're just like hardcore raving a little bit. Doom, 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 doom.
Sounds like a female driver to me.
Oh, DJ automatic.
Blah, 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 blah. All right, man. All right. Let's shift gears and deposit to the next story. In Utah, where a teenage boy has been arrested for allegedly taping fish to ATM machines, he went around to various ATMs and cop cars and taped full-size fish. You could keep up with him at fish_bandit84 on Instagram, and luckily the cops are going to let him off the hook.
Well, how is taping
fish?
Wait,
wait, off the hook!
Off the hook! Off the hook! Off the hook! How is it a crime? I don't know, automatic. If you ask me, that's art.
Unless you're Dory.
All right, we're going to take it to Japan now. Scientists have created an MRI machine that will record your dreams and then reconstruct them for you to watch while you're awake. Yes, you're going to be able to watch your own dreams. They're calling it the dream machine.
That's the coolest news I've heard all day. Because have you ever had a good dream and then you're like, oh, I want to have that dream again. So you try falling back asleep a little bit.
Okay, Anthony, have you ever had a bad dream? I had the worst dream the other day that automatic wanted us to be in a poly relationship and got another woman pregnant.
Imagine if I could have watched that.
Yeah, you could have lived that one, dude. You could have lived that one.
I wouldn't even have to go to bed that day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, it's the holidays, and all of us have a little bit of stress happening in our lives, whether it's work-related, relationship, or...
Planning.
Familia. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? According to PositivityBlog.com, I have three ways for you to elevate your mood. I will go last. DJ Automatic, what did you find?
We've all heard the expression, less is more, right?
Yeah.
So when you're making that morning, you know, coffee, according to a study with CBS, they say that morning coffee should not happen until 11 a.m. daily.
I can't do that. Who wrote this study?
Another thing they're suggesting is that you should go cold turkey once a month so your caffeine tolerance actually doesn't rise anymore, actually comes down.
I do that every opportunity I get when I'm not going to be around people that morning. I try to take caffeine breaks for 24 hours.
Thank you.
But I try not to be around people because I don't want to imagine y'all without coffee before 11 a.m.
I go without coffee all the time. It's this one right here, this little predator here. She doesn't care coffee.
The last time you went without coffee, you left the studio. Anthony said, don't ever bring this man around again.
I still remember that day, dude. Don't ever do that again, dude.
Well, another thing the experts said to do is that if you drink coffee 30 minutes before you're exercising, it actually can help you burn more calories.
Well, then I'm going to have 5 cups. We're right back to where we started.
All right, y'all. In case you missed it, doing Pilates can actually help women improve their sexy time.
Ooh,
that's stretching.
Recent research done by DirectScience.com proves that after 3 months of doing Pilates twice a week, it will help women strengthen their lower trunk.
It helps them get their legs behind their head.
There you go, dude. Well, I mean, as ignorant as it was, it's pretty right.
You know what's crazy? I've been asking for the Pilates attachment to our Total Gym. I see Otto
We're
on his phone.
It.
That's what you're doing. You're wanting it now for Christmas. All right.
They're married, not just coworkers. They're married, guys.
We're not like the GMA situation.
Oh, man.
That's an inside
joke. We were, but we made it through it.
You have to look up Good Morning America Scandal to get that. All right, now moving on. So in case you missed it, it is the holiday season. And moods can be down. Stress can be up. How do you elevate your mood? According to PositivityBlog.com, these three ways will help. Number three, act like you want to feel. Are you feeling down? Don't act like it.
I've been trying the trick of just smiling to make myself feel happy, and I think it actually works.
Automatic, it does. You have a Wednesday smile.
She's scary.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy, but I love it. I love it.
Mine's like a Saturday?
Wednesday
from the Addams Family.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Okay, all right. I'm like, I smile like Monday.
Somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
He's like, what day of the week do I smile like? All right. Number two, give someone a compliment. The reaction you'll receive from them, it's energy. And guess what? Energy is infectious.
You do this all the time. We cannot go through the airport without Dana giving out at least 10 compliments.
And what happens?
Hey,
people love you.
There you go.
And I need that to elevate my mood. And the number one thing you should do if you're feeling a little down is think about all you have. Appreciate what you have.
Ding, ding.
We were at a concert this past weekend backstage hanging out with artists. I can't believe how blessed we are to be here, to be working, getting paid to do this. And our coworker opened his eyes. He said, oh my gosh, I hadn't thought about that in a long time. I can't believe I'm here.
You start taking things
working.
For granted.
You do.
I caught myself complaining about my life the other day, and I was like, you have an amazing life. Why would you even think that it sucked?
Because you can get lost in the negative. You know, both types of energy are infectious, whether it's negative or positive. You just got to choose which one you want.
Learn how to absorb the seasons, because it does happen in seasons where, you know, sometimes you're down and you're questioning everything. You don't feel like you got the right money for the holidays. You don't feel like you can see the family member. You don't feel like it's what everybody else's holiday is going to be like, but just be patient with yourself, man.
And focus on all that you have instead of what you want. Look back. Look where you are. You've come a long way, baby.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Look, I am the person that comes in this studio a lot and I bring people down because I don't have a lot of happy memories when it comes to Christmas, but I remember one.
Oh.
And I want to time travel back to your best holiday memory. I'll start. I'll go first. So
no depressing stuff.
No, we were at my mom's house. Well, I guess it was my house too. And it was my favorite place that we lived at ever. We lived in Dallas and we had a family party and there was no fighting and we made tamales.
Ooh.
And everybody sipped on eggnog except me. And we just had the best time. It really is the only time that my family got together. We didn't have any craziness. To be honest, I don't even know if we had presents. It was just the fact that we were all together having fun and eating conchas and sipping like hot cocoa. And it was just a beautiful moment. Nice, and I think about it all the time.
Man, warms my little cold heart.
Yeah, right? Like your little like...
You're like the Grinch over there. Is your heart growing automatic? Is your heart growing? I just... For me, that was a big deal because like I say a lot, have no good memories. That's my best memory ever.
When you brought up the topic of time traveling during Christmas, I kind of almost want to go forward like two Christmases to see if I'm still going to be as broke as I am. I'm like, you know what? If not, maybe I do buy the PS5 this year, not next year. I'll just play it.
Do it.
One of
my favorite Christmas memories has a Christmas baby, right? It was always kind of boring when I got into college. You can never celebrate with your friends. You can never go out and have a party, anything like that. But one year, we got into my auntie's house. She was away for vacation, and me and my friend Adrian are like, dude, we should throw a party on Christmas night.
Oh,
thinking that maybe like 10 of our friends would show up. 75 people later,
and that was the birth of Aunt Smith.
Yes, that was the birth of my Aunt Smith's birthday party.
For those of you who don't know, Anthony A's birthday is Christmas Day. He shares his birthday with Jesus, and we have a party every year called Aunt Smith. Now we know
that's the origins of it, dude. We took off my auntie's her second bedroom door, and we played beer pong on that door. And it's just like, man, that's a core memory.
Did she find out?
Huh? Hell yeah, she did. She found out by the morning, dude. And that's how I found out about Ring cameras.
Oh,
game over, man.
DJ Automatic, what's your favorite Christmas memory?
Listening this week, I talked about the fact that my mom and dad would leave us on Christmas and go to the beach.
Aww.
So actually, it activated a great core memory. So one year, once they finally had enough money to take all of us to the beach, they did. And so we had Christmas on the beach in Jamaica. It was a great memory. It was probably the best Christmas that we ever had. And there was no Christmas presents. And there was no
just
like
being together.
No,
right?
We were, because we stayed in a neighborhood. We didn't stay at a hotel. We stayed at, it's a long story. But it was just us at this small little house, and it was just family, and it was just Christmas music.
And
no, not like a lot of food. It wasn't like, it was just us. And it was just us hanging out and talking about how much we like to hang out with each other.
Those were the days.
See, they saved all that money to take you all by leaving you all those years.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.